So as you know, our people is named after one of the patriarchs, one of the Avot. Which one? Jacob. We learned that this morning when he wrestles with the angel and is called Israel, and therefore the people are called Israel. But here's my question. Why Jacob? Why aren't we named after Abraham, or Isaac, or Joseph, or Sarah, or Rebecca? And there are lots and lots of answers to this question, and I'm only going to offer one this morning, because it seems to me to be at least an interesting one, and it has to do with what happens in this morning's Parsha. Jacob wrestles with an angel, but before he wrestles with the angel, what does it say about him? How was he left? Alone. Vayivater Yaakov Livado. Now, Jacob was really the only patriarch that was ever completely alone, until Joseph gets thrown into the pit. But Joseph is not one of the three initial patriarchs. He comes after Israel's already named, right? Because Jacob is going to give birth to Joseph after he has this struggle, or at least Joseph's going to grow up after the struggle. The only one who's left alone is Jacob. When Abraham leaves his home, he goes with Sarah, with servants. When Isaac loses his mother Sarah, right afterwards, Rivka comes, and it says explicitly that Rivka comforts him for the loss of his mother. He's never left alone. But here it says Yaakov is alone. And that word alone is used actually elsewhere. Anyone else know where? Echa Yashva Badad. How does the city sit solitary? What city is solitary? What city do you think the Bible's talking about? Jerusalem. When Jerusalem is destroyed, the same word is used, although in a different form, as is used about Israel, about Jacob. And the rabbis make the connection. They say Israel is a people that often in its history has had to dwell alone, and has had to learn how to live alone, without help and without friends. So it makes sense that we would be named after somebody who learned what it was to be alone. Anthony Storr, the psychiatrist, wrote a book called Solitude, talking about how nourishing and important it is sometimes to be alone, even though most of our life is determined by our relationships. And that's something that Israel has learned throughout its history. We are lucky enough today to not be alone, but there have been many times in history when there was virtually no one that would come to the aid or help of our people. So maybe part of the reason we're called Israel is because that sort of tough psychological and soul training that we would need for the generations is illustrated for us this morning by Yaakov. When he's left alone, but afterwards, when the struggle is over, it says that the sun shone on him. So in other words, he endured the aloneness, he prevailed, he was reunited with his family, and was no longer alone. That has happened to some extent in history for our people, and we can only hope that it continues to happen, that we will be less and less alone as the generations pass. Let's bring everybody in.